Colin in Florida's got some decorative ideas. What can we do for you?
Hi. I had a question about installing crown molding.
Okay.
I have a living room that has tall ceilings and multiple inside and outside corners. I've looked on the internet, and there's all kinds of guides on how to do this, as well as cutting jigs, I guess you'd call them, that you could attach to your miter saw to help you cut better corners. And I just was wondering if you had any expert advice, so to speak, because I'm not sure on the internet who to trust and who not.
Are you following the ceiling line exactly, or are you coming down a bit from it?
In the corner. They're not going to be dropped.
And Colin, okay. What size crown molding are you hoping to put in here?
Probably 4 to 6 inch. It's a big room with tall ceilings.
Well, I will tell you that cutting crown molding is a very tricky job. And one way to do it with your power miter box is basically to use the fence and the base of the miter box and treat that as if that was the ceiling corner that you're working with. You're kind of cutting it upside down and backwards.
Yeah, you want to make sure that the crown molding is upside down and facing towards you, right? Upside down and towards you.
Yeah, and Then using the miter box, you can draw a line on the fence and also on the base so that you know it's the same angle as what it would be on the wall. And when you cut it, you'll end up with a compound miter cut that's the same every time. The other thing to know here is that you don't put a miter on both inside corners. You only put a miter on one corner, and then you back cut it to do something called coping, which basically means you cut out all of the extra wood, and it'll give the illusion of a miter, but it actually is easier to do.
And also, if you find places where your ceiling starts to slope up and you're going to mimic that slope, you're going to need a tool called a T-bevel. And what that does is it's sort of a sliding bevel marker, and you would open it out and put it so that it mocks that exact angle. And then you take that, lock it in place, take it to your miter saw, and then you match your blade up to it, because you're going to use both your compound cut and your angle cut as well, and you're going to need both of them. Remember that outside corners have the exterior part of the molding extend from them, and inside corners have more of the, cut edge extending. It just takes practice. It's not difficult. It just takes a lot of patience and practice.
Yeah, practice with the small stuff and work up to the big stuff. Colin, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.